In the 1970s, the terms 527, PAC, and 501c were added to the political lexicon. Since then, groups bearing those classifications have been responsible for the infamous Swift Boat ads and introducing the world to Willie Horton. These groups are now showing up in Kentucky. Here's an ad aimed at Senator Mitch McConnell.
Invest in clean energy, energy independence, and create thousands of new jobs. Senator Mitch McConnell recently voted wrong, but he can still do what's right.
And here's one that goes after Democratic challenger Bruce Lunsford.
America was built on democratic principles, but here's one simple question. What if your vote wasn't private?
The first ad was made and paid for by the Sierra Club, the second by the Employee Freedom Action Committee. Both are among several special interest groups swirling around the Lunsford-McConnell race.
If I were a candidate, I would want one.
Dr. Lori Rodebeck is a political science professor at the University of Louisville. She says groups like 527s and 501c's are almost always based on a narrow set of issues and focus on incumbents who have taken a stance on those issues. Why incumbents?
The voting record is out there, and it also shows a real commitment among incumbents as to what types of legislation they're willing to support or oppose.
In other words, a group like the Sierra Club will bash McConnell on his environmental record without necessarily supporting Bruce Lunsford, while the Employee Freedom Action Committee will support McConnell's stance on labor by attacking Lunsford.
These organizations that are against us have outspent anybody for us, you know, probably 10 to 1.
Bruce Lunsford doubts he can raise as much money as McConnell, and he's not counting on much help from 527s. Rodebeck says Lunsford's more centrist views and failed past campaigns are factors in the relative lack of support. But while Lunsford may not excite special interests, he has rallied the National Democratic Party to his campaign.
They have actually, at this particular point, injected money into the Kentucky Democratic Party, focused on my campaign, that has led us to, you know, build a ground game that now, I guess, we have over 40 people out there.
Last quarter, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee gave Lunsford the most money it legally could, nearly $40,000. That's something the committee's Republican counterpart is unlikely to do for Senator McConnell, since he's amassed a campaign war chest that at one point exceeded $10 million. But Dr. Lori Rodebeck says big spending doesn't usually favor incumbents.
One of the few times that spending lots of money helps is in boosting the vote for the challenger.
So in past elections, the more money a challenger spends, the better they do?
Yes, exactly.
Lunsford has spent millions of his own dollars on past campaigns, and Rodebeck says continuing to do so is the most surefire way for the Louisville businessman to get his name in the minds of voters. If that's so, former Republican Party of Kentucky Vice Chair Marcus Carey says Lunsford should start writing checks.
Probably the number one component of any political campaign is name recognition, and that is how widely is someone's name recognized by people who are likely to show up on election day and vote.
McConnell, the Senate minority leader who's seeking a fifth term in office, has the edge over Lunsford when it comes to familiarity. Through a spokesperson, McConnell declined to comment for this story, but he's expected to benefit from the Republican statewide Get Out the Vote campaign. Despite gaps in funding, poll numbers, and name recognition, the increased interest from national groups shows that both sides are taking this race seriously. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.